Welcome to WREN Radio, making bird songs memorable. I'm Radio Wren. February is the time for our first taste of spring down here in Tennessee. We have the spring peeper frogs singing, the skunk cabbage is wildflowers poking through, and it's also time for our woodland shorebird, the American woodcock, to make his spectacular evening flight dance. The American woodcock really is a shorebird that lives in the woods. It has a 3-inch long bill that is highly specialized. The tip of the beak is flexible, and it allows the bird to probe the soil for its favorite food, which is earthworms. The bird itself is extremely camouflaged with two features that stand out. One is the aforementioned bill, and the other is huge black eyes set on the side of its head. The eyes are so big and so far back that the bird can see directly behind it. The sound of the American woodcock is a distinct peent. This peent is very similar to the common nighthawk, but since we're in the woods, we know we are listening to the American woodcock. These birds are very secretive, but you can catch them in the early spring in their singing fields. A singing field is an open area near a forest, usually an abandoned farm field. Here the male bird flies in an upward spiral 100 to 500 feet in the air. As it flies, its wings make a twittering noise. Then it comes zigzagging down to the ground where it will do its peent before another flight. The birds will do this at dawn and dusk for a 30 to 60 minute display. Thanks for listening to WREN Radio. Be sure to visit the flyby shop at wrenradio.com to get your own Wren Radio gear. All proceeds from the flyby shop go to purchase the license to use the calls and songs from the Macaulay Library at the Cornell Laboratory of Ornithology in Ithaca, New York. I'm Radio Wren, and until next time, keep singing!